弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的阿爸天父，我们感谢你。
Father God, we want to thank you.
因为你已经在我们的中间。
Because you are among us.
愿阿爸天父的爱临到我们的生命里边。
May your love become upon us this afternoon.
我们又奉主耶稣的名，把一切难阻人到神的一切，把它拿下来。
And in Jesus' name, we want to declare and want to proclaim that everything that hinder us from coming to receive your word will be taken away.
把我们的心思意念都放在主耶稣的脚下。
We put out all our thoughts and minds before your throne.
让主耶稣你亲自的管理。
May you really just control us.
让我们可以得到主耶稣你自己的心思意念。
And then we will receive the mind of Christ.
谢谢主。
Thank you.
祷告是奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天是 Peace Conference, 和平福音差传年会的开始。
Well, this is the beginning of the Peace Conference.
今天我们城北华基教会做一个新的事情。
We are going to do some new thing.
我们把以前的这个华基的差传年会延伸的变成整个月。
We used to have the ASM, the overall mission conference, then we want to extend it into a local church, RCCC missions conference.
所以整个十月都是差传月。
And the entire October will be a mission month.
在里边也加了很多的新的人数在里边。
We add a different spice and elements into it.
包括我们自己教会和平福音的意向。
Including what the Lord has given us, the new vision to our CCC.
计划。
And the plan.
活动。
And the activities.
还有梦想。
And the dream.
和平福音差传年会 Peace Conference 是给每一位弟兄姐妹的。
Well, this Peace Conference is for every single one here.
也需要每一位弟兄姐妹的参与。
And we need and we encourage everybody to anticipate.
为什么？
Why so?
因为按照圣经的教导。
Because according to the teaching of the Bible,
差传的召命是每一个跟随主耶稣的信徒都有份的。
Because it's such calling for mission is for every Christian.
差传的召命是每一个弟兄姐妹都有责任的。
The calling of the mission is the responsibility of every Christian.
很多时候我们有一个错误的观念。
And sometimes we are having this misconception.
但是当我们一讲到差传的时候。
And when we talk about mission.
我们就想起就是要到很远的地方两个星期。
We automatically think about that we want to go to a remote place and stay there for 2 weeks. And then there's such a short-term mission.
那这个不是错，但是不是只是这样子。
Well, this is not entirely wrong, but the mission is not just that.
或是当我们想起差传年会的时候，我们会想起呢，就是我要奉献自己到非洲做这个很刻苦的宣教士。
And when during the mission conference, when we talk about we want to dedicate our lives, we think about we want to dedicate ourselves to Africa.
或是我要奉献自己的生命，要传时候来服侍主，要去念神学。
And we think about dedicate our lives. We want to think about being a pastor for a whole life.
所以当我没有这个负担要去很远做这个短宣。
And we think that God does not call me to go to a remote place.
也不想去非洲做宣教士。
And I don't want to go to Africa.
也没有这个感动要去神学院去念书。
And I'm not even moved to go to seminary.
那这个差传年会就跟我没有关系了。
And this mission conference is basically nothing to do with me.
这个是错误的观念。
This is entirely wrong.
我们在期望在这个日边把它打破。
I want to break through this concept.
我们很想透过这个月份不同的聚会。
We want to through the different activities and meetings in the month of October.
包括我们五个礼拜的这个讲台。
And we have 5 Sundays of the preaching and teaching.
还有十月十五号跟十月二十一号的差传年会的 Peace Rally 焚信会。
And especially the October 15th and 21st, two special Saturday night events.
我们很想告诉大家，其实和平福音不单只是海外的 ，global 的。
We want to show everybody that the mission is not only for overseas, it's also for local.
而且在本土 ，local 也有的。
We also have a different mission, local mission activities.
当中有很多的侍奉的机会给不同的弟兄姐妹可以参与。
And of course, we will demonstrate many opportunities that you can serve.
包括照顾一些的回来的这个宣教士。
And including that you can serve and you just take care of the overseas returning missionaries.
包括支持一些我们要到短宣的小组的弟兄姐妹，帮助他们。
And especially you want to, you can take care and you pray for the short-term mission members.
也包括我们刚刚教会我们的执事会通过的，我们会申请六家的叙利亚的难民过来，希望明年就到了。
And on our church, the ECB, the deacon board just approved that we will receive the six families, the refugees from Syria that will come to Canada.
到时候我们需要做很多的预备的工作。
Especially such a workload, we need to do some preparation.
有收取一些的furniture 啊，这些的衣服啊，换具啊，等等等等。
When we call out that these family needs the furnitures and other things that in their homes, then you gotta help.
也可以也需要一些弟兄姐妹一组组的来帮助他们。
And then you can come with a small group, and the small group can come together and help this family.
当然呢，插船年会如果我们不祷告呢，就是开玩笑。
And of course, prayer is the drive in the background of the missions conference.
所以在外面大堂我们有七个柱子。
And you pay attention, there are six pillars in the lobby.
我们叫它祷告的柱子。
And we call them the prayer pillars.
我们邀请了五个教牧写了一些的祷文。
We asked that five different pastors to write different prayers.
是关于世界一些的大事，一些的需要，我们。鼓励大家 到这些柱子旁边看看这个祷文，也站在这个柱子前面为这个世界大事祷告。
We'd like to encourage you when you go out and you look at the pillar and you look at the world different issues, those are big issues, then you can look at them and pray for the world.
而且在大堂的这一边呢，就像这个西这边呢，我们有一个很大的祷告的墙。
And especially when you walk out to your right, there is a prayer wall.
里边呢就放了大概30个我们华基教会我们自己城北呢支持的宣教士的一些的祷告的事项。
And we also post the 30 missionaries that the RCC support.
我们鼓励每一个弟兄姐妹到这个祷告墙面前。
We want to encourage you to go outside and take a look and pray for them.
看见这些的宣教士的祷告的卡的时候，拿出来。
When you go out and there are prayer cards for different missionaries, then you take it out.
就站在这个墙的前面，为这些的宣教士祷告。
And when you stop by, you just pull out the prayer card and you pray for them.
当然，你可以把这个祷告的卡也可以拿回家，每天为他们祷告。
You can take the prayer card home and just remember them in your homes.
不单只是这样子，如果你听了这个讲道啊，各方面有感动的时候
，And when you are especially moved during the sermon,
你可以到这个祷告的墙旁边，我们有弟兄姐妹呢受过训练的会你祷告。
And you can go also to the prayer wall, and we have brothers and sisters over there waiting for you just to pray for you.
所以我们邀请每个弟兄姐妹崇拜之后都过这个祷告墙看看。
So we encourage everybody to just stop by and take a look and maybe pull out the prayer cards.
但是祷告插船年会不单只是我们要做什么。
Not only that, we want to do something during the missions conference.
更重要的是我们要知道他的。天父的想法是什么？他在做什么
？We want to pay attention to what the Father, God the Father, what He wants us to do.
今天他看见这个世界多么的事情发生的时候，到底他的看法是什么
？There are many things happening around the world, but what does God, what does He think?
他的旨意是什么
？What's His will?
他要他的儿女怎么去配合
？And as children of God, how can we just respond to God?
所以我们把今年的主题定回来看天父心。
And then we use the topic of come to experience and experience the Father's heart.
天父的心。
Father's heart.
我们这里每一个人都需要领受。
We want to receive that.
所以这几个礼拜的讲道。
And then in these a couple of week sermons,
我们的题目就是阿爸天父的四道的箴言。
And we will just carry on the four words and the four aspects of the Father's heart.
The four extensions of the Abba Father.
就四个道四道的箴言。
什么是箴言呢
？What is a Father's heart?
就是心的话嘛。
It's the words from his heart.
就是阿爸天父心有什么的话要跟我们讲呢？
What does he want us to know?
我以后每一个礼拜我们都会跟大家分享的。
And then we will just carry on these four words.
今天的讲道
And this afternoon,
我们会把焦点放在这个天父的身上。
And we will put our focus on who the Father is.
下个礼拜我们就看天父的心。
And then next week we'll look at the Father's heart.
如果我们要明白天父这个名词。
And when we want to understand the definition of Father,
我们一定要从主耶稣的身上去看。
The best candidate that we can look at the Father's heart is through the eyes of Jesus.
因为约翰福音第一章十八节哪里告诉我们
？When John chapter 1:18 says,
从来没有人看过神是怎么样的。
And no one has seen God.
只有在父怀里边的独生子把他表明出来。
But the one and the only Son who is a revealing God, who is Jesus Christ.
什么是怀里呢？
And what is the bosom of God?
就是胸前这个地方，这个部位。
And this is the area around the breast.
大概表示呢，就是主耶稣跟爸爸天父呢是非常非常的亲近的。
It shows the intimacy of the Father and Jesus Christ.
他们关系是非常非常好的。
Because the relationship is so good.
他们是 100% 通的。
Because they know each other well.
所以由让主耶稣道成肉身来告诉我们爸爸是怎么样呢？是最好不过。
And the Father wants us to know His love through the Jesus Christ, the incarnate Jesus Christ.
而且主耶稣不单只是要告诉我们，他要做出来让我们知道我们可以怎么跟我们的爸爸相处。
The Father not only tells us through words, but through the entire life of Jesus Christ to show us how He loves us.
你要明白，主耶稣在世上的时候，不单只是 100% 的神，他同时候是 100% 的人。
We need to realize Jesus is 100% God and Jesus is 100% human.
作为 100% 的人子的时候，他是要告诉我们，他要做给我们看，原来我们做人是可以这样子跟我们的天父去交流的。
His name is Son of God. He need to demonstrate what a human, what a man or woman should be doing with God's will.
所以主耶稣的门徒就明白这个道理了。
And therefore, the disciple of Jesus, they understand how to live a Christian life.
他们看见主耶稣每一天跟爸爸沟通的时候。
When the disciple look at Jesus and see how he just communicate with God each day,
这种亲密的关系
such an intimate relationship.
他们也想要
They want to really want to learn.
所以他们就问主耶稣
And he asked Jesus,
主耶稣你可以教导我们怎么去祷告好吗
Jesus, can you teach us how to pray?
主耶稣说好啊，我就教你们怎么跟爸爸去沟通
Jesus said, I'm going to teach you, and now this is how you pray.
怎么去祷告
And how you do it.
你先要 address 他，要称呼他。
And first of all, you need to address God as.
那主耶稣怎么叫我们呢？我们在天上的父。
And the first sentence and the first concept Jesus teaches the disciple is that say address to the God our Father in heaven.
不是老板。
It's not your boss.
不是朋友。
It's not your friend.
不是就是下面的那一位。
It's not the one above.
这个很清楚的名字，我们天上的父亲。
It's so clear and upfront that you just call him Father in heaven.
这个父亲的背后是一种的关系。
And the Father's name behind it, it's a relationship.
代表我们跟神有一种的关系。
It represents our relationship with God.
那讲起关系呢，其实关系有很多种的，对吗？
There are many different kinds of relationship.
有一些关系呢是建立在这个责任上面的。
And there are some relationship that builds on some duty.
因为我就是什么什么，所以呢我就要责任上要做这个啦。
Because I'm such a worker, because I want to perform some duty.
我跟我母亲关系不好，所以呢我就一个月见她一次，我责任上要见她一次吧。
Mother to me, it's like a job, so I want to just visit her once a month.
每个礼拜给她三个小时吧。
And each week, I'm going to visit her for 3 hours.
今天跟她相处了五个小时，给多了她了。
This week, I pay her like 5 hours visit. I pay her more.
你看见吗？责任的关系可以没有太多的感情在里边的。
And we know that when we build a relationship upon duty, there's nothing intimate about that.
而且责任的关系里边呢，有一个限制的。
And there's also a limitation in this duty-based relationship.
就是我只是做到这里就够了。
Because there is a limit that this is so far I can do. This is for you.
就是这样子的，没多的了。
This is what I can do for you.
也不想你多你了。
And I don't want to do more.
我们跟我们的爸的关系是这样子吗？
Is it the kind of relationship that we relate to God?
我们每个礼拜就来一次教会吧。
And every week we just come to church once.
再多也不行了。
No more.
没有那么多时间。
I don't have that much time.
责任上，我做了基督徒就要来，就来吧。
It's a duty based, like a Christian.
是不是这样子呢？
Is it how we relate to God?
哦，求主帮助我们。
May God really help us.
另外有一种关系是建立在这个恐惧上面的。
And the other kind is a fear based relationship.
什么恐惧就是我怕，如果我不乖，他就什么都不给我啦。
It's really driven by fear because if I don't do that, I'm afraid that God will just curse me.
如果我不乖，哎呀，下一次的工作掉了，他不再给这个新的我的怎么办呢？
If I don't do this, if I don't behave, and if I lost something, God may just punish us.
我不祷告不读经呢，就没有福气，怎么办呢？
If I don't read the Bible, if I don't pray every day, maybe I lost the blessing.
也不保佑我身体健康，不太好吧？
And recently, my health is not that good.
在这种关系上面，其实是有利益的关系。
And this is driven by this
利益，
就是
transactional
relationship.
Right. 以为我这样子做
，You think that if I do this，
我就可以换取他给我什么
？I can get something returned.
其实控制还在我的手上。
Because I am controlling everything.
到底谁是神呢？现在。
But I'm going to ask you, who's God?
对吗
？Right.
而且还有另外一种我没有写出来，就是这个完全是利益的关系。
And there's only a benefit or
advantages.
Identity space.
这是什么意思？就是我今天有需要我就来。
If I have a need today, Lord, I come to you.
我今天有求于你，我就做这个。你是我的神，你就给我。
Well, I have something that I need, I come to you.
我生病了，你就来医治我吧。
If I'm sick, I come to you.
现在我好了，不用来啊，不用你了。
I'm healed, thank the Lord, bye.
到我下一次还生病有什么需要，我才找你吧。
And next time, if I have something in need, I'll come to you.
我现在有其他的需要，我到另外的地方去。
Now I have something else to do, bye.
我不用你，你不用来。
I don't need you, actually.
那如果我们的家庭，你看，如果我们自己的家庭是建立这种的利益啊、责任啊、恐惧的关系里边，你的家会怎么样
？Think about if your own family is driven by the need base. What kind of family is this?
当然，我们想要的不单只是这样子吧。
We think that this shouldn't be the relationship that we relate to God.
我们每个人都想要的是这个亲密的关系，亲爱的关系嘛。
When we think about a relationship, it should be an intimate relationship.
什么是亲爱的关系呢
？What is an intimate relationship?
就是好像有些人刚刚帕托的时候
，It's well, like a couple first dating.
他们谈话一谈了四个小时。
When they talk, they nonstop. They talk about 4 hours straight.
过了四个小时啊，哎呀都不感觉到。对吗
Oh my goodness, 4 hours passed so fast.
因为你爱他吗
Because you love her and him.
你不会计算的
You do not just watch at the clock.
你就很享受大家对方的对吗
You just want to be there and enjoy the moment.
其实我们跟我们的阿爸天父的关系是不是这样子呢
Is it how we can demonstrate our love and our relationship with God?
其实当我们要在明白我们跟爸爸的天父的关系可以怎么样的时候呢我们要再看另外一段的圣经
When we think upon our relationship with God, we need to look into another scripture.
是今天的经文，马可福音一章。
It's from the book of Mark, chapter 1.
那你讲到主耶稣受洗啊。
It talks about when Jesus was baptized.
他刚从水走出来的时候。
He just came out from the water.
这个天就裂开。
And the sky wide opened.
圣灵就好像鸽子一样降临他身上。
And the Holy Spirit descend upon Jesus like a dove.
有一个声音从天很大声的讲下来。
And there's a voice from heaven coming down.
讲什么？就说你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
You are the son whom I loved.
那这句话呢，是爸爸说给他的爱子听的。
Now this is the word that God speak to Jesus.
不要忘记刚才我讲啊，主耶稣也是100% 的人子吗？
哦。Do not forget that Jesus is also 100% man.
所以我相信这句话呢，也是给他爸爸阿爸天父的其他的所有的儿女的。
God does not only address to Jesus, this exact identity speaking to Jesus is also for every Christian.
这句话里边含有两个重点。
And there are two emphases here.
第一就是他说你是我的爱子。
First, because you are the one I love.
他不是说你的只是我的员工。
You're not my employee.
你是我的信差。
You're my mailman.
不是，他说你是我的爱子。
No, he says you are the son whom I love. This is your identity.
是身份来的，身份对我们很重要的。
Identity to us is really important.
而且他不单只是说你是我的爱子，他最后讲什么？我喜悦你。
You are the whom I love, and I take pleasure on you.
什么是喜悦呢？就是这个 approval, 这个赞许啊。
Why is it that God says, this is, you are whom I love, and I give pleasure in you?
我们以为神要暂时我们接受我们是我们做的什么的好事。
Not that we have done anything good, that we receive God's pleasure.
但是你看这个图画里边，这个是主耶稣还没有开始他的这个公开的侍奉 public ministry.
When we think about the moment Jesus was baptized, he didn't even start his ministry.
他还没有赶鬼、治病、讲道。
He didn't cast out the demons and heal people and preaching and all that.
他还没有上十字架。
And he didn't even went on the cross.
拯救了全世界。
And then saved the whole world.
如果是这样子呢，王后爸爸才讲啊，你是我的爱子，做得好，我们就明白啊，对吗
？If God speaks to Jesus, yeah, you are the one I love and whom I please. If He has done everything, and then God says that's a neat
piece. 现在不是在他还什么也没有做之前呢，爸爸就说，我喜悦你。
And think about before Jesus has done even a thing.God has already taken pleasure in Jesus.
因为爸爸的喜悦不是按着我今天做了什么、没有做什么、做对了什么、做错了什么来定的。
You know, this is important because God loves us not based on what we do. This is such an important point.
我们爸爸给我们的喜悦是按着他自己的公义、慈爱、怜悯，按着主耶稣为我们成就一切带来的身份来说，我喜悦你。
God loves us is unmerited.Even though we did not do anything, because God loves us through His mercy and sovereign grace.
请你跟你的旁边的人说，你是神的爱子或者是爱女，神喜悦你。
I wanted to turn to the next person and tell him or her that God loves you because you are a son or daughter of God. Just like that.
神喜悦你，你很有信心的跟对方讲。
God takes pleasure on you.
那你听了这个话之后，你怎么样
？What do you think when you hear this？
不要只是说哦，好啊。
You don't say yeah, sure。
你说哈利路亚，感谢主，神喜悦我。
Our response is like, oh, thank you, Lord, you love me。
而且不是按照我做了什么，我没有做什么。
Not because of what I've done。
是按照他的慈爱来喜悦我。
It's because of your love。
在这个过程当中
，and in this process。
神告诉我们一样的东西。
And God reveals something to us.
就是这个身份里边。
In such identity.
就是他是爸爸，我们是儿女。
He, God, is the Father, and we are the children.
这个不单只是一个头脑的认知。
This is not only something in our mind.
不单只是说啊，对对，他是爸爸，我是儿女啊，是这样子的。
And not only that, we know that we understand that now.
这只是头脑的认知。
And this is something we understand in the mind.
如果你真的同意的话，让我再问你一个问题。
If you really agree this, may I ask you this?
如果你真的知道你是阿爸天父的儿女的话，你今天期待你的生命有什么的改变？
If you really believe that you are children of God, what kind of change that you expect in your life?
你应该期待你生命是有改变的。
Are you going to expect something that will be changed in your life?
因为一个身份给我们呢，是会带来改变的。
If such identity is impressed on you, there should be some change come after that.
应该带来不同的特权的。
It will just come with such privilege.
有不同的特质的，不同的礼仪的，不同的这个承担的事情的。
In all aspects in your life, there will be change.
你以前不是这个，你今天就是这个身份，应该有不同的反应在你的生命里边。
When you live on this earth, you will feel something different. You will live out a different life.
所以今天我再问你，你既然是神的儿女，你期待你的生命有什么的改变？
Once you are the children of God, and what kind of expectation that you want yourself to change?
有什么的改变?
What kind of change?
一个很重要的改变。
There's one big change.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
你告诉我们，你今天所受的债不是奴仆的灵。
And it tells us that we do not receive the heart of a slave.
不用再惧怕。
Do not be scared.
你今天所受的是神的儿女的心，神的儿女的灵。
Because what you receive today is the heart of a child of God.
所以你就可以开口叫我们的神阿爸天父。
Because you can call God as your father.
而且神的灵跟我们的心一同的去证明我们就是神的儿女。
Because God's Spirit in us will identify our identity as children of God.
所以其实我们知道的。
Because we know.
我们里面是知道的。
We know that.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
我们的心知道。
In our heart, we are convicted.
神的灵在我们里面也知道，同证明我们就是神的儿女。
Because God knows who we are and puts His Spirit in us to identify with our identity.
不单只是这样子，我们既然是万王之王的儿女的话，我们就怎么样？是公主皇子了嘛？
And not only that, when we think about we are the children of the King of Kings, then who we are the prince and the princess.
那如果是这样子的话，我们是作为这个公主皇子的时候，我们有什么的特权呢？
And if we are the prince and the princess, what kind of privileges that we have?
你作为神的皇子、公主、公主，有什么的特权呢？
May I ask you what kind of privilege?
没有啊。
What kind of privilege that a prince and a princess has?
你作为神的儿女，你知道吗？
Do you know your right as children of God?
其实有很多很多的 ，there's a lot of them, many of them.
很多很多的特权。
让我跟你分享，譬如第一。约翰福音第十章。
Let me show you the first one is from John chapter 10, verse 1.
讲到我的羊可以听到我的声音。
Because the sheep understand my voice.
我认识他们，他们也跟随我。
I know the sheep and they follow me.
这个就是我们一个特权，我们可以听到神的声音。
Because this is your privilege that you can understand God speak to you.
不单只是这样，以弗所书第六章讲到。
And not only this, in the book of Ephesians chapter 6.
我们今天领受了从神而来的全副军装。
And we receive the full armor of God.
那我们就可以面对我们每一天的磨难的挣扎、困难、痛苦的时候，面对敌人这个攻击的时候。
We can all endure and we can even fight in this spiritual warfare.
我们还可以成就一切。
We can accomplish everything.
然后还可以站在这里站立的魂。
And you will not fall and still standing there.
这个就是我们的权柄。
And this is our authority.
不单只是这样，以弗所书第一章那里讲到。
But not only this, in
透过主耶稣，神把所有属天的一切的好处的祝福都给我们了。
And also in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, in all the heavens, in the inheritance from heaven, it will be given to you.
就是我们走遍整个天堂找不到一样东西，神是放在一边不给我们的。
In everything in heaven, you just name it, nothing will be reserved in heaven.
不单是这样，再看，以弗所书再看下去，第一章看下去，我们是怎么样？是有神的灵在我们里边，可以真知道他，认识他。
And when we carry on looking into the book of Ephesians, that God will also give us His Holy Spirit.
不单只是这样子，我们也每个人，我们知道我们的召命是多有盼望的。
And then our calling is so uplifting and hopeful.
哦，弟兄姐妹啊，召命呢不是给这些呢想做传道人才有的。
And God gives every single Christian a calling, not only give to the full-time ministers.
每一个弟兄姐妹都有在你生命里面一个召命。
And God really gives you an individual a very unique calling.
你就可以看见神给你的生命的旨意是什么。
And you can understand what God has called you and make you and what you want to do in this world.
不单是我们的权柄，还有我们这个作为公主皇子的这个特质。
And then we come with the characteristics or the qualities of the children of God.
是什么呢？就是我们可以改变我们周边的属灵的环境。
And we can actually change our surrounding or our living environment.
And
we can change the living
environment.
Meaning, when we go to work and when you go to your home and you can change the environment. This is not what I say. Because Jesus said this. In the book of Matthew chapter 5.
主耶稣说, 你们就是世界的光。
And Jesus says, you are the light of the world.
你们就是世界的盐。
You are the salt of the earth.
光跟盐怎么样?
Earth, that the salt and the light.
这个信息怎么样? 是可以改变周边的。
It actually changes the environment.
不但是这样子, 在彼得后书第二章第三节。
And also in the 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 3.
我们的特质是什么样? 就是我们今天有这个很宝贵的应许。
What kind of person we are? Because we are so inherited with the promise.
既然离开了我们情欲种种的捆绑的时候, 我们可以与神的性情有份。
We are broken free by the desire of the fleshly nature, and we can enjoy and partake the God's nature in us.
什么是跟主耶神的这个性情有份呢?
And what does it mean by sharing God's nature?
就是我们可以有他的 spiritual DNA 属灵的基因。
And actually, we already inherited the spiritual DNA.
好像你的儿女一样,
just like your children, they share your DNA.
你的儿女不用把它做一些的东西出来才像你的。
You don't have to inject something to your children because they inherit the DNA in you.
他一生出来就像你了。
They just born with your likeness.
他的脾气一生出来跟你一模一样的。
The temper is exactly like you.
不用装出来的。
不用扮出来的。 It was born like this, right?
其实我们跟神也一样。 我们既然有他的这个性情有份的话, 就是我们可以像神一样。
As soon as we are born by the Spirit, then we are be like God.
有他的公义, 有他的怜悯, 有他的智慧能力, 我们都有份。
And we should inherit His righteousness, His love, and grace and mercy.
不单只是这样, 还有我们的这个, 作为我们的皇子, 公主, 这个身份, 这个礼仪。
And not only that, we also partake in the rituals.
The manners.
The manners.
什么的礼仪, 其实是 lifestyle, 生活的。
And this is how we live. It's called a manner.
是生活的模式, 这个 lifestyle.
我们的生活的模式。
我们生活的模式是怎么样?
How are you going to live?
我没有时间讲, 你看看马太福音, 这个登山宝训里边, 就讲了很多很多。
And when we look at the book of Matthew, when we look at the mountain,
你们回家自己慢慢去看。
And we just, you just pay attention to it.
怎么去跟别人相处, 怎么看我自己的, 情绪, 怎么去饶恕人, 怎么去看我的敌人, 怎么看我的家庭, 都写在圣经里边。
And you know exactly what kind of manner you should live on earth, and no matter what you, how you speak, how you deal with your neighbor and enemies.
但是当我们看圣经的时候, 我们要小心一样东西。
And we need to pay attention especially when we read the Bible.
就是我们看圣经的时候, 我们的心里面有没有问自己, 我今天要怎么去改变自己。
When we read the Bible, are we going to tell myself or yourself that what kind of things that I need to change?
因为看圣经不单只是辩论, 不单只是讨论。
And reading the Bible, not only that we want to get into debate or want to study it.
如果只是讨论的话, 生命没有改变, 是没有意思的。
If we just read the Bible because we want to discuss something and our life yet stay the same, there's nothing useful. And in the book of John chapter 5, Jesus really teaches
他说,
us.
你们看圣经, 看神的话,
when you read God's word,
你们以为那边有生命,
you consider there's life in the word.
但是你们知不知道所有圣经的话都是为我作证会指向我。
But do you realize that every single word in the Bible points to Jesus Christ?
但是你们却不愿意到我这里来得到生命。
But you do not want to come to me and get life.
是什么意思? 我们看很多很多的圣经。
And when we read the entire Bible,
做这个学识的这个讨论,
and we go through a lot of discussions,
好像华山论剑一样, 啊, 什么什么牧师讲这个, 什么什么牧师讲这个。
And we just compare distant thoughts and theologians and this study and things like that.
但最后生命一点改变都没有就回家了。
But we do not even change a bit.
求主帮助我们。
And may the Lord help us.
我们看圣经的时候，要预备我的生命要需要有改变。
When I read the Bible, I expect that my life to be changed.
要变得越来越像主耶稣。
And it helps me to be like Jesus Christ.
当然呢，我们也有这个责任。
And then also we come to the kingdom responsibilities.
这种的责任是什么呢？
What kind of responsibilities?
就是你们要去。十万名都做我的门徒。
The responsibility is that you, therefore you go and make disciples of all nations.
奉圣父、圣父、子、圣灵的名会他们受洗。
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to baptize them.
凡主耶稣教导我们的，我们同样去教导他们。
And teach them whatever I commanded you.
主耶稣必与我们同在，直到永远。
And Jesus will be with us until the end.
但是你看见这个承担里边，这个要做的事情里边。
And we look at the responsibility.
耶稣也不是说啊，你们去吧，那么去吧，那我就在这里等你吧。不是，他说我必与你们同在。
When Jesus said, "I give you this responsibility," not saying that you just go, I stand here. When Jesus tells us, "I'll be with you,"
亲密的关系。
I'll share the intimate relationship continuously with you.
所以知道吗？在我们的侍奉里边，如果没有跟神有这个亲密的关系做这个根基的话。
And when we talk about we want to serve God and without this intimate relationship with God,
我担保不会走得很远。
And then we just would not go a long way.
如果在我们的侍奉里边没有跟主耶稣有这个亲密的关系的话，我们很快就看这个人不顺眼，看这个人不顺眼。
And we serve in the ministry and serve everywhere without intimacy with God.
他们也看我们不顺眼，对吗？
And then we just look at everybody just like enemies.
或者是呢，就是我们很疲累的，疲惫，
maybe
we 到做不了了。
And maybe we get tired so easily.
And want to quit.
And we need to build an intimate relationship with God in serving God. There was once a missionary came to our church from India. He just shared a story with me. There's a kid. And with this kid, the kid was born blind.
所以他的妈妈爸爸就把他扔到这个垃圾堆里边，不要他了。
And the parent just,
那个 baby 的时候。
And the parent just threw them in the garbage.
他们的施工的人把他拿起来，带到他们的学校里边。
And this Christian ministry center, the people just picked the kid up.
不知道他活不活过来。
And they don't know how the kid will survive or not.
给他医疗，洗干净。祝福他，给他食物。
And the Christian ministry center just cleansed the kid and nurture them and just feed them.
慢慢他长大了，可以到学校，给他到学校念书。
As the kid grew up and they send the kid to the school,
他有前途了。
And there's a future for the kid.
光明的前途了。
And there's a bright future for him.
他讲完这个故事之后，大概几个月，我到第一次到印度去做宣教。
And after I heard upon this story, and after a few months, I actually went to India. And I actually went to the school.
我看见这个小孩。
And I looked at the kid.
我就说啊，他很开心的，虽然他看不见，但是他很开心呢。
Although this kid is blind, but the kid is so happy.
晚上我们回到我们住的地方的时候，我祷告。
And then we came back to our place and pray.
神就告诉我们，你就是这个小孩，这个孤儿。
And all of a sudden, I think God just speak to me that you are this kid.
我真的是这个孤儿，我就是这个小孩。
I really this kid.
我回来多伦多的时候，跟一些弟兄姐妹去分享这个事情。
And then I share with the rest of the brothers and sisters how God speak to me.
他们就说，哎，你好过他很多。
And it just encouraged me, comforted me that you are much better than the kid.
至少你看得见，他看不见啊。
And because the kid is blind, you're not blind.
你有房子，你有车吗？他没有啊。
You have a home and you have car. The kid is so poor.
还有我们加拿大的生活的水平高，你赚一年的钱，他可能一生也赚不了啊。
And in Canada, we earn a one-year salary. This kid will just earn for his life. And you are such a better person.
我说不是，我就是这个孤儿。
I said, I'm such this,
因为在我的生命里边，如果没有看不见神，我虽然肉体的眼睛看得见，我跟瞎了的眼有什么分别？
Because physically I can see, but spiritually if I'm a blind, I cannot see God. I'm such a blind kid, such as that.
如果我赚了全世界的钱，但是我两脚一伸。
If I can earn the whole world and if I die,
不认识我的神,
if I don't understand or know my God,
这些钱对我什么用呢?
What does that the money do with me?
我真的是这个孤儿。
And we are the spiritual orphan.
因为我在这个林里边是一个孤儿，我的爸爸把我从那个垃圾堆拿回家。
Because we were spiritual orphans, and God just take us out from the garbage.
用主耶稣的宝血洗净我的身体，我的生命。
And Jesus' blood just wash away our sins, our dirt.
他的恩慈来医治我。
And then He heal us.
给我这个光明的前途。
And then He gives me the bright future.
给我恩赐。
And give me grace and gift.
给我有从天而来的喜乐。
And He gives me the heavenly joy.
后来又过了几个月之后。
And then after a few months,
我去见一个属灵的导师。
And then I see a spiritual director.
他祷告的时候呢，他就问我 ，Lamy， 你的最近的属灵的光景怎么样
？And the spiritual director just asked me that, Mamie, how's your spiritual life lately?
我就想起这个故事。
And I thought about this story.
我就告诉他，我看见一个图画。
And I told the spiritual director, I saw this picture.
一个很大很大的皇宫。
And I see a great palace.
哇，很美丽，很多的房间。
A beautiful palace, and there are so many rooms and so glamorous.
我就在其中一个房间里边，是我的房间。
And I just stay in this room that I have.
我以前是一个孤儿，睡在这个家里边的。
I used to be an orphan that used to stay in this poor home.
On the street.
On a street.
但是现在我有这个皇宫住在里边。
And I now stay in the palace.
太好了。
And such a great building.
但是我突然看见一个新的图画。
But I see myself into the picture.
我看见晚上的时候。
And I see myself during the night.
我睡在哪？我不是睡在我的房间里边，在这个很高很大的床上边。
And I don't see myself sleeping on a very comfortable big bed.
我是睡在这个厨房这个冰冷的地板上边。
I still see myself sleeping on the kitchen floor that is so cold.
这就是我看见的图画。
This is what I see myself into the picture.
神就告诉我。
And God tells me.
你今天你虽然有这个儿女的身份。
And God tells me that even though you have the identity as children.
你也记得这个皇宫里边。
And even though you sleep in the palace.
但是你还有很多的旧我在里边。
Because you're such carrying the old self, the old habit.
你的旧我就把你每天还睡在这个冰冷的地板上。
And the old self just drives you to sleep on the kitchen floor.
你知道一个孤儿的性情是怎么样的
？Do you know what the nature of an orphan?
就是什么都要自己去争取的。
Because an orphan will fight for his or her life.
什么都是自己去计划的。
Whatever things that he has to plan.
神就告诉我，很多时候你口里边说我相信你，神。
And there are so many times that you say, God, I believe in you.
但是很多时候我还有自己的计划在我生命里边。
But yet so many times that we just carry on our own plan.
我就说神啊，求你帮助我，可以真真正正的相信你。
So we need to pray that God help me to really understand my identity and live a worthy life. And then after a few months,
我又看见另外在跟那个另外一个导师见面。
And there's another spiritual director.
刚好祷告的时候。
When I pray,
他又问我同一个问题。
And then the same, the different spiritual director asked me,
你的生命怎么样？
Asked me this question again. He said, "How's your spiritual life?"
这次我很有信心跟他讲。
And now this time, I
我看见一个图画。
I tell the director, I see myself in the palace, and
我有房间。
I have a room.
而且每天晚上，我不再睡在这个冰冷的地板上面。
Hey, I don't sleep on the kitchen floor anymore.
我睡在这个床上边。
I sleep in a comfortable
bed. 很多的安全感，很多的平安。
And so such
peace. 很多上帝一切的祝福都在我的身上。
It's such comfort and blessing. It's so wonderful.
那这个导师突然问我一个问题。
And the spiritual director asked me this question.
他说：“爸爸在哪儿
？”He said, "Where's the father?"
Where's the father?
你爸爸在哪里呀？
我看不见。
I don't see it.
我刚看不见我跟我爸爸相处的一些的片段的图画。
I don't see my father around. I cannot imagine the picture that we live together.
这个是神告诉我。
This is
作为他的儿女。
This is an inspiration that we are children of God.
我有这个身份。
We have such identity.
我可以享受一切属于他一切的产业一切的供应一切的祝福
We can enjoy all the blessings from the Father
但是我还是差了一样东西
But I lack one thing
我在跟爸爸的关系里边
But within the relationship with the Father
我没有好好的享受跟他的关系
I don't even enjoy the fellowship or the relationship with the Father
也没有让他去享受我
And I don't let him enjoy myself
从那一天之后
And after that day
我就祷告
And then I pray
神啊我希望我每一天都跟你有这个亲密的接触
And I pray God Lord help me to build an intimate relationship with you
之后我看见很多我跟我爸爸的图画
And then afterwards I see myself having a great life with the Father
我看见他怎么我很小的东西他也给我
And I see myself God just hand in something even small to me
我常常去这个First Markham Place, 他都给我一个趴得很近的位置。
And I can see, even that I go to shopping or go to some place, that he'll give me a close by parking spot.
常常问，为什么你的位置常常那么近的？我说， I, 我问爸爸拿的吗？你不问就没有了。
And people ask me that, how come you always get a close by parking spot?
这是很小的事，对吗？
I need to ask. This is such a small thing.
大事小事都找他，他是我们的爸妈。
And then no matter the thing is small or big, you just ask the Father.
所以弟兄姐妹，我想跟你讲。
And I want to tell you this.
如果你今天信了主。
If you believe in the Lord.
你以为你的基督徒的生命。
If you think that the Christian life should be.
就是等到你死了之后上天堂。
It's that you wait until you die and go to heaven.
你就会错过很多很多。
And then you miss out a lot of things.
就好像你走进去一个宝藏里边。
It's just like you walk into a treasure box.
走了很多遍很多遍结果你出来你一小个黄金都拿不了。
And you just walk around and you came out empty-handed. You just miss out the entire thing.
因为我们的这个身份阿爸天父给我们的身份是非常的精彩的。
Because God gives us such identity and such an inheritance is so great.
如果你今天你是信的主很多年的基督徒
If you're a long time Christian,
可能你会问一个问题
Maybe you ask this question.
就是说今天教会所教导我要做的事情我已经做了
And you just ask yourself that everything the church wants me to do, I finish it.
你叫我要来崇拜我来了
If you want me to Just come to school, church service, I come.
你叫我要参加小组团契，感谢主，我有很好的小组的生活。
You say go to small group, I go to small group.
很好的弟兄姐妹的这个沟通。
And just enjoy the fellowship.
你叫我要侍奉，我有不单只是一个，我有两个、三个侍奉呢。
He asked me to serve, I only have one, or two, or even three services.
但是不是就是如此呢
？Is that all?
是不是就是如此呢
？Is that all?
一年一年。一年就是这样子呢。
And year after year after year, is that so?
我想告诉你，不是。
I want to tell you, no, not exactly.
不止如此。
Not only this.
我们的生命在阿爸天父里边是不止如此的。
Our life in the Lord, in our Father, is not only this.
我们的生命，我们的信徒的生命，再有这个突破。
We need to break through time after time.
从我们回到我们跟爸爸的关系。
Is when we go back to the relationship of our Father.
再次领受他给我们的身份。
And then we receive what our identity is in the Father.
也认清楚他就是我们的爸爸。
We understand he, God, is my Father.
我想晚上跟我们一起就唱一首诗歌。
Let us sing this song together.
阿爸天父
Abba Father
当我们唱的时候不单只是唱一首诗那么简单
It's not only sing a song
让我们的心是打开的
Let us open our heart
让我们的生命是打开的
Let our life just be open up
透过这个诗歌我们去领受爸爸自己的爱好吧
Let us receive the love of our Father
我要讲了我已经讲了
I've shared
with you 我要分享了我已经尽力去分享了
I try my best to share with you.
爸爸，现在是你自己去接触你的孩子的时候。
Father, now this is the time you touch your children.
让我们一起唱。
Let us sing together.
我们一起起立，好吧
？Let us stand.
天父，你们有怜悯，满有慈爱，饶恕的恩典。一直 双手紧紧拥抱我，天主你满有慈爱，照进一切寻求你的儿女，我的心何等歌舞你，回转向下孩子紧紧引你，阿爸天父，心深处呼求你名字，打开心门领受你的爱，你是最爱我的阿爸父，阿爸天父，阿爸天父，从我心深处呼求举双手领受你应许，阿爸天父你真爱我，
阿爸天父的儿女，我们一起再唱阿爸天父。
The children of God, let's sing this together.
阿爸天父，阿爸天父，从我心深处叫你阿爸，心门领受你的爱，你是最爱我的阿爸父，阿爸天父，阿爸天父，从我心深处呼叫你阿爸，高举双手求你应许，阿爸天父，你真爱我。
哦，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在我们的当中，
Among us,
可能有些弟兄姐妹，
Maybe some of you,
你们跟地上的父亲的关系不好。
Maybe you have a bad relationship with your earthly father.
你不知道一个很好很好的爸爸是怎么样的。
You never know what a good father is.
或者是你的生命里边你很少已经没有爸爸了。
And maybe you don't have a father for such a long time.
所以你根本都不知道跟爸爸的关系可以是怎么样的。
You don't even know how to relate to a father.
有可能你爸爸已经不在这个世界了。
Maybe your father is no longer live on this earth.
带给你很多很多的遗憾。
Maybe you regret so much.
或是你很想很想他。
Maybe you miss your earthly father.
又或者是在你的生命里边，
Maybe in your life,
你想要多一点的这个爸爸的爱。
You really want more about this father's love.
但是你的长辈、你的父母从来没有肯定过你。
And then your elderly parents or your father never give you such encouragement.
从来没有给你一个赞许的话。
They never give you such encouragement.
或者是你心里边很想要这个爸爸的爱。
Maybe you want this father's love so much.
但是你心里边很惧怕。
But you are so fearful.
那我告诉你，今天你受的不是这个奴仆的灵。
But I need to confirm with you, you do not get the heart of a slave.
有这个害怕的心。
You do not be scared.
你有这个阿爸天父儿女的心。
You are having the heart of a children of a father.
我们真的可以打开双手。
And you just open your arms.
迎接我们天父的爱。
And just welcome His love.
他一切的医治。
His will.
他的怜悯。
His mercy.
他的智慧、他的能力、他的帮助、他的保护。
His wisdom, His strength, His protection.
现在大大要临到这里每一个打开心门的弟兄姐妹的生命里边。
He'll come down to each one of you who open your heart.
如果你今天
，If today
有这个感动的话。
If you are moved to it,
我想带你做一个很有能力的祷告。
And I want to pray with you.
这个祷告只有两个字。
There are two words in this prayer.
就是更多 ，more,
more,
更多
，more,
更多的什么呢
？More what?
不单只是更多的祝福
Not only more blessing
是更多爸爸他自己
It's more of your father
让我们学习不单只要寻求神的手还要寻求神的面
And we not only seek the hand of the Lord But we seek the
heart of the Lord 面
It's the face of our father
如果你要更多的阿爸天父的话
If you need more about our father
我邀请你把你的手放在你的心的上面
I want to invite you to put your hand in your heart, on your heart.
你就跟爸爸说 more, 更多
You talk to the Father, you say, Father, more.
更多你的爱
More of your love.
爸爸，我需要更多的你
I need more of you.
你心里边有什么的话
Whatever you want to say to him.
现在跟爸爸讲，好吧
You just speak to him.更多
爸爸的大爱已经进入我们的心了
May the Father's great love just pour into our heart
Let it overflow in us
让我们流淌耶稣基督的爱
给我们医治
Heal us
给我们恒定
Confirm us
让这里每一个弟兄姐妹每一个儿女
Let each one of us, children of God,
知道我们的信徒的生命不止如此
And then we do not just satisfy what we have now.
不单只是回来吃吃饭
Not only just come to potluck.
侍奉侍奉
And to serve here and there.
还有更多更多
But there are more and more.
我们的信徒的生命是很可以很精彩的
We can live such an abundant Christian life. It's alive.
哦，阿爸天父，求你来帮助我们
Oh, Father, help us.
让我们一起的再唱阿爸天父
When we sing this Abba song
我们大声发出我们的从心里边的声音阿爸天父
We just cry out to our Father Heavenly Father
阿爸天父阿爸天父从我心深处呼叫你阿爸打开心门领受你的领受你应许阿爸天父你真爱我
谢谢阿爸天父你的爱
Thank you, Father, for
让城北华基教会成为一个认识有跟我们的阿爸天父有亲密关系的教会永永远远
Help our church to experience your intimate love from now on until eternity
这是就是你给我们的旨意
This is the will that you want to give to us
谢谢阿爸天父
Thank you Father
Amen
Amen, Amen.